Hello everyone, Daria here, and welcome to the episode number 9 of the Slow Russian Language Podcast. Today we're having a small text about St. Valentine's Day in Russia. Actually, I didn't plan to do it, but I received so many questions about it. Do we like it in Russia? Do we celebrate it in Russia? So I just couldn't avoid it. Sorry I'm a little late, but it takes so much time. You have no idea. To make each episode, it takes like 3 or 4 hours of my time. First, I need to write the text, then I need to translate it, to find examples, to record it, to edit it, to put the music there, to upload it first on the Libsyn syndication, then to my website, and so on. It's just crazy. So I'm sorry I'm a little late with this episode. But anyway, happy Valentine's! Yoo-hoo! Before we go to the text, I want to thank you guys for leaving reviews for me. Especially you guys, Princess and Bear. Hugs and kisses to you. And Laceym19. Laceym19. I'm sorry if I pronounce it wrong. Thank you very much. And just some numbers. 5, 6, 3, 4, 2, 7, 4, 8. Maybe it was some robot. And of course, Ben. Hey, Ben. Ben was the only one who had enough courage to leave a review in Russian. Oh, I appreciate so much. Thank you. Thank you guys very much for your reviews. It's very important for me. Now let's finally get started with the text.
День Святого Валентина в России. День Святого Валентина пришел в Россию в начале 90-х годов. В это время сняли железный занавес, и в страну наконец-то стала проходить западная культура. Однако даже сегодня, спустя 20 лет, этот праздник не очень популярен среди россиян. Конечно, магазины украшают сердечками, везде продаются конфеты и подарки в форме сердца, по телевизору показывают романтические комедии. Тем не менее, мало кто по-настоящему отмечает этот праздник. Старшее поколение и некоторые религиозные люди считают его чужим, нерусским. Иногда они даже организовывают какие-то митинги против Дня Святого Валентина. Для большинства молодых людей этот день – еще один повод провести время с любимыми, сделать друг другу небольшие сюрпризы. Многие пары устраивают романтический ужин при свечах и признаются друг другу в любви.
Okay, that was it for the text. Today it's very short, but many interesting words here, so let's try to translate it.
День Святого Валентина в России.
St. Valentine's Day in Russia. His name is pronounced as Валентин.
День Святого Валентина пришел в Россию в начале 90-х годов.
St. Valentine's Day came to Russia at the beginning of the 90s. Here I want to mention the verb пришел, the past from приходить, прийти. And basically it's the same with the English verb to come. This day came to Russia. Another example is
зима пришла. Весна пришла.
So here it means that Valentine's Day was finally allowed in Russia and Russian people finally knew something about it at the beginning of the 90s.
В это время сняли железный занавес.
At that time the iron curtain had fallen.
Железный занавес.
You know, the iron curtain was a terrible period for Russia, not just for Russia, for the whole USSR. I guess it's something like what's happening now in North Korea.
you know, when nothing foreign is allowed. My mom told me that only once a year, on January the 1st, late, late at night, some foreign bands were on TV and people were just glued to the screens, finally to see something from abroad. Terrible, terrible time. Anyway, at the beginning of 90s, that curtain had fallen.
И в страну наконец-то стала проходить западная культура.
And the Western culture finally began to come to the country. Here we see the word наконец-то means finally, at last, after all. It means that everyone was waiting, waiting, waiting for it, and finally it happened.
Наконец-то появилась западная культура.
Western culture. Let's find some examples with this наконец-то.
Наконец-то ты пришел.
Я соскучилась. Finally you're here. I missed you.
Or слава богу, проект окончен. Наконец-то не надо так много работать.
Thank goodness this project is over. Finally, we don't need to work this hard.
Однако, даже сегодня, спустя 20 лет, этот праздник не очень популярен среди россиян.
But even nowadays, 20 years later, this holiday is not very popular among Russians.
Here you see the word однако.
The synonym in Russian is но.
Но даже сегодня, однако даже сегодня.
In English you can translate it as but. But even nowadays.
Спустя 20 лет.
20 years later. This word спустя means after some period of time. You know that famous book about musketeers, Three Musketeers? I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly again. But in Russian, the second and the third books of the series are called
Мушкетёры 20 лет спустя and Мушкетёры 10 лет спустя.
So it means 20 years after, 10 years after. For example,
спустя всё это время ты все так же красива.
After all this time, you're still so beautiful.
Or, спустя 30 лет мы совершаем те же ошибки.
30 years later, we are making the same mistakes. Okay, we're moving to the next sentence.
Конечно, магазины украшают сердечками.
Of course, the stores are decorated with hearts. Here, you see, it's not just сердце, heart. It's сердечко, means small hearts.
Сердечко.
So usually when we are talking about those red hearts, not the organ in the body, we use the word сердечко. Okay.
Везде продаются конфеты и подарки в форме сердца.
Candies and presents in heart-shaped form are being sold everywhere. The next one is
по телевизору показывают романтические комедии.
Romantic comedies are airing on TV. You see how similar it sounds.
Романтические комедии.
Romantic comedies. So all these words are foreign.
Романтическая комедия.
I'm sure you know all those sweet, lovely movies. Most of them are American, by the way. Next one.
Тем не менее, мало кто по-настоящему отмечает этот праздник.
Nevertheless, only a few truly celebrate this holiday. Nevertheless,
тем не менее. Тем не менее.
I know it sounds a little bit weird, but if you look on the paper, you will understand it.
Тем не менее.
Don't try to think of it. Just remember this word. It means nevertheless.
Мало кто.
Мало кто means a few, few people. The synonym is немного.
Немногие люди отмечают.
But this form, мало кто, is very common too. The next sentence.
Старшее поколение и некоторые религиозные люди считают его чужим, нерусским.
The elder generation and some religious people consider it alien, not Russian.
Старшие поколения.
The elder generation. It means the elderly people from the Soviet Union. No wonder they don't understand this holiday, and of course they don't need it. But when it comes to religious people,
религиозные люди,
here I'm a little bit surprised. I don't know. I always thought that Christianity was all about being kind and nice and loving everyone. And those people, they are just aggressive. They hate everything foreign. By the way, if you don't know, in Russia we are Christians, but it's another kind of Christianity. It's Orthodox. I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but in Russian it's православие.
Православная церковь.
And so there are very many fanatic people who think that what comes from the West, it's not good for Russia. So they consider Valentine's Day as
чужой, не русский.
Чужой means alien, meaning foreign. Usually the word чужой means that something belongs to someone else.
Чужая книга.
It means that this book is someone's. Okay.
Иногда они даже организовывают какие-то митинги против Дня Святого Валентина.
Sometimes they even organize some rallies against Valentine's Day. It's crazy, but it's true, unfortunately. You see, in Russian we call it meeting. Of course it comes from the English word meeting. But in Russia, it means that people go to the square and yell in there, carrying posters, so it's a rally.
Митинг. Митинг против Дня Святого Валентина.
Rally against Valentine's Day. Yeah, crazy people everywhere. The next sentence.
Для большинства молодых людей этот день просто еще один повод провести время с любимыми. Сделать друг другу небольшие сюрпризы.
For the majority of young people, this day is just another reason to spend time with their sweethearts. To present small surprises to each other. Here we see the word
большинство,
meaning the majority, the large amount of something. For example,
большинство проголосовало за Путина.
The majority voted for Putin. Oh, very, very sad, but unfortunately, true again, such a tragedy. But okay, we're going on. And here we see another word.
Провести время с любимыми.
I'm sure you already know the adjective любимый as a favorite.
Моя любимая книга.
My favorite book.
Моё любимое блюдо,
my favorite meal. But also, it can be used as a noun,
любимый,
meaning a boyfriend. If you visit some Russian girls' Instagrams on Valentine's Day, you'll be so tired of all those
любимый подарил мне цветы. Любимый подарил мне кольцо. Мы с любимым пошли в ресторан. Любимый, любимый. Смотрите все, у меня есть любимый.
It's always so silly looking. You know, all those pictures with flowers and teddy bears. Just to let the world know that you have a boyfriend. So those girls love to call their boyfriends любимый. Okay, the last sentence.
Многие пары устраивают романтический ужин при свечах и признаются друг другу в любви.
Many couples have a romantic supper with candles and declare their love to each other. Here I want you to remember this
при свечах.
It might seem that more logical it's ужин со свечами, but no.
Ужин при свечах.
Meaning the dinner, the supper with the burning candles on the table and everything so romantic. And in Russia we say при свечах. What else here? Again, we see the word романтический, romantic. I hope you already remember that one. And
признаваться в любви.
It means just to say I love you too.
Признаться в любви.
In English, it sounds, I don't know, sounds weird. Declare love. But in Russian, it's normal to say признаться в любви. Actually, the word признаться means to confess, which makes it even more weird sounding, to confess that I love you. But anyway, we just use these words together,
признаться в любви.
So you'll have to deal with it. Okay, that was it for the text. I hope you liked it, and I hope I answered some of your questions. Don't forget to visit my website. And of course, leave reviews. I'm so happy when I see them. Especially if you try to do it in Russian, it's just amazing. Also, please follow me on Instagram. I'm very happy to see who you guys are. It's great. So, thank you very much for listening, and I hope to see you in the next episode of the Slow Russian Language Podcast. Bye-bye.